Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Intimate Knowledge. I'm your host, Megan King. You can find me on Instagram at Megan King or check out my website, GaiaHavenExperience.com, for some very exciting retreats coming up. Y'all, this is a special episode today. I am excited to give you some real juicy life updates on my life. My producers wanted to call this Sweatshirt Gate because I wore a profane sweatshirt. I will get into that in a second. But we're not calling it Sweatshirt Gate. We're calling it Wheelchair Gate. And it's a whole gate, y'all. There is a lot that went into making this current drama dramatic. And let's get right into it. Because you're going to want to be hanging on every word.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bah, bah, bah. The elephant in the room is wheelchair gate. Wheelchair gate? What is that, you ask? Well, wheelchair gate doesn't want to be wheelchair gate, if you ask Jim and Courtney. That's Jim's wife. So what happened? First of all, I go out of town to Charleston, right? I go to this high school wedding. It's more of like a reunion with all my high school friends. It's so much fun. And of course, that's when Jim brings stuff to the press attention, you know? So the other day, I was dropping my kids off at school. I was picking them up from school. And that matters because when I pick up, they go to three different schools, three kids, three schools. I pick up Aspen, she hops in the car. I pick up Paisley, hops in the car. I don't even get out of school for those. Then I pick up Hart and I forget. I always have to walk up a hill to his room and walk back. And so I walk up and I'm like, as I get there, I'm like, oh my gosh, my sweatshirt, because I was in my house. I was moving around. It was chilly. I just grabbed a sweatshirt that I found in my closet. The sweatshirt happened to be from Lulu Simon's studio. I've collaborated with them in the past and they send me gifting. They're really kind of edgy, sassy t-shirts and sweatshirts. And I love the way that they fit. And this particular one had a big yin yang symbol on the front and on the back. It said, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, fuck you, something like that. Not appropriate for an elementary school, which I recognized right away. Hart asked me to hold his backpack. I immediately threw it over the back of my sweatshirt. I shared it on my public Instagram that it was a funny thing. It was like, eeps, bad mommy moment, but like bad mom. But at the same time, like honest mistake, totally honest mistake. Well, next thing I know, it's all over the press. It's on Us Weekly. And what did he say? That he would think that you would think common sense would kick in at some point. That sounds exactly like Jim. And I said, none of our kids can read, but I doubt Jim knows that. Now, Hayes and Aspen are starting to sound out words. They can't read. And I don't know if they've ever even tried to read one of my t-shirts. Like if it had a duck on it, they'd love that. But they're looking at me. They're not looking at my back. They're looking at the big yin yang symbol on the front and they didn't even ask what that was. And it's pretty cool looking too. I didn't go inside or the school or anything. I just walk up. My kid walks out to me, he hands me his backpack and I walk to the car. At that point, before I walked in, it was actually, you have to scan a barcode in order to get your kid out of school or into school. I was scanning the barcode. And as I was standing there, there was a grown-up walking up behind me. And I was like, oh, I think I'm wearing an on naughty sweatshirt. Shit, what am I going to do? I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. So like try to scurry up so no one can see me. I'm like trying to like push my shoulders back and stuff. And then Hart gives me a sweatshirt. So I was probably out in the wild with the sweatshirt on for probably a total of 15 whole entire seconds. And no one said anything to me or anything. I just recognized that like I was wearing a Lulu Simon sweatshirt and that's what happened. So Jim had to have found out on my public Instagram because he stalks every single one of my stories I do. I am not exaggerating. He knows every post I make, every thing I say, like he must have a Google alert for me. I don't even have a Google alert for me. You know what? I'm going to make a Google alert for me. Maybe then I would realize some of this stuff is coming out before I get an email from Us Weekly asking for a quote. So I, Jim doesn't reach out to me. He doesn't say anything. He did tell me to fuck off yesterday on our court ordered and monitored app that the judge can read. He literally wrote fuck off. I am not exaggerating. This is how this man treats me like garbage. And I have the receipts to back it up. Receipts for days on days and days. So he's mom shaming me. He's trying to paint me out to be a bad, neglectful mother. And it's like such a joke because I have the kids all the time. A lot of moms say that. A lot of parents say I have the kids all the time. We do not have 50-50 custody. We have 80-20 custody. That is legal. I legally have 80% custody. So this mom shaming with the sweatshirt thing is just a joke. Was it tacky? Absolutely. Am I going to wear it again? No, I am not. It's not worth this. I'm going to throw that thing in the trash can. Love you, Lulu Simon Studio, but not safe for work. Sweatshirts are also not safe for Meghan King when in the presence of Jim Edmonds trying to ruin me every chance he gets. And I am not exaggerating one bit. Have I spoken out since? Yes. You know what I did? I took that sweatshirt. I asked Lulu Simon to reissue it. And I did a swipe up link on my Instagram. That's what I did to the sweatshirt because it's not that deep. Look, I posted this video of me wearing the sweatshirt. It's not like I was trying to hide anything. This is not groundbreaking information of any level at all. And I posted it because it's relatable. You know why it's relatable? It might not be that exact sweatshirt that's relatable, but what's relatable is that moms make mistakes. People make mistakes. How many times have we walked into, you know, a grocery store, for instance, looking like we just rolled out of bed and then, of course, we run into somebody, right? Like we're not always at our peak all the time. And that's why it's relatable. So when I put this out there, I just thought it was, you know, something that people would say, I've done that before too. And then it got blown up. It got blown into this bigger than you know, needs to be sort of scandal now that's in the tabloids, and it's unnecessary. The reason that that happened, in my opinion, is due to Wheelchairgate. Now, Jim has, you know, issues of his own happening on the side, and I don't really need to get into that here, but if you want to know more about it, then subscribe to my Instagram. Go on my Instagram May 9th. I'm going to have my subscription open again, and this will all be explained. That's, you know, the behind the scenes information that we don't need to make public. And that's the thing. Some things just don't need to be blown out of proportion or be made public. Look, I understand I'm a public figure. I put a lot out there publicly, but blowing up what I'm doing and trying to call out my like character as a mother is damaging to my children because they're 80% of the time custodial parent. I'm the main custodial parent. I do everything for my children. If you're trying to say that I'm being a bad mother, like how that's hurting the kids. And it's just, it's bad for everyone. It's bad for all women, all moms. Look, I'm the one who posted the video. I'm the one who took the video. I'm the one that owned the video. I'm not trying to deny anything. And I think it's bad that this is being made a big deal, blown out of proportion by the father of my children. I mean, how long does this have to go on making a big deal out of something that I've already owned and claimed as a mistake, literally? And I tried to fix it the best I could in the moment. Like, it's just a waste of breath and air that we should be even talking about this right now. And it's not good for moms. Let's stop the mom shaming. We all make mistakes. Let's figure out just how we can all accept that we're all individuals. We all make mistakes, different mistakes for different people, the end, and embrace each other as being mothers, especially single mothers who are juggling three school pickups because I have 80% custody and I'm the only parent and the only adult in my household. I do a lot of work. So yeah, if I make one mistake and I try to make light of it, then so be it. I don't think that's the end of the world.
There you have it. Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.